Let's go.
Oh, it's about damn time.
Yeah.
What's up, sis? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I missed you. I know I just saw you the other day, but I feel like I ain't seen you in forever.
Girl, because the other day wasn't close enough. How you been?
Girl, good. I mean, I'm a whole lot better than I was 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Come
I had me a whole sexcapade today. Today was a great day. Okay.
Oh, sexcapades.
Yes.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Bitch, you're doing a good job.
Yes.
Shoot, doing so good of a job. The mister wants to start a YouTube channel.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with it. But you know, YouTube couples are known for making up and breaking up. You know, that's the whole thing.
Well, I think we've done that part already, you know,
yeah.
Like through that, so maybe we're in the clear.
Yeah, okay. you're a part of it, you know? You were already destined.
I was predetermined!
Stop it!
Yes! Oh, God! Oh, my God. As I'm watching him through the window.
Oh, my God.
I'm at the laundromat right now.
Oh, nice. Well, I am not laundering anything, but I don't know why that sounded so bad.
All right, like, I didn't launder my clothes, but it's in the works.
I haven't laundered anything in the past couple days, which is good. But I have recently thrown away some pants.
Really?
I swear.
It was a thigh situation.
It was both of the thighs on the inside had a fun little disembodiment. It came apart. And I was like, oh, it's not short season. And then also the waist was too big. So I'll take that. You know, I would rather stress and reverse, you know, stress and lose weight instead of stress and gain weight. So, I'll take the weight loss in that. But, I had to go buy some new pants. So I go buy new pants, right? Mm-hmm. What do I always do when I buy pants? I go and try them on because I just don't know, right? But these, I did a little different, right? I looked at them. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fit those, right? I got back to the crib. And why the goofy ass zipper broke? I was
like the whole zipper?
Yeah, like the zipper just is not. I tried to zip it up and it just said, nah. Like the button worked fine. It was just like, nah, we don't zip. And I'm like, like, what you mean you don't zip? Like, I'm talking to my pants all day today. Like, what do you mean? You don't want to zip.
No. You had them on and they didn't want to work.
Nigga.
Wait. I thought that you had took them back home and they was like, fuck it. But I didn't know you had them on.
Girl, because I ain't even try them on until I put them bitches on. And they fit. But the zipper was broke. And I was sad because they real cute.
Man, them usually be the ones.
God damn it. I'm like, I'm gonna have to turn this pants into buttons. Like, I'm gonna need all buttons.
Oh, that might actually work. That might actually work.
That zipper had no chance. Like, no chance. I zipped it up once and it just unzipped itself. So then I zipped it up again. It unzipped itself. Zipped up third time, got stuck in the middle. I had to pee. I was like, fuck that. So that shit just broke like
rip.
Cake. Half the zipper on one side, the other half just zips.
it's all just zipping.
It's just zips, you know. It don't close to each other. Clearly, it didn't like to stay closed, but you know, for effects. So you've been having sex capades. I've been having gene journeys, okay? That shit's been fucked up.
Right. No, I mean, but look, I understand. Hold on, because you know, when it comes to clothes, I'm trying to switch up my style. Okay? Operative word is try. So you remember that, like, red-orange jumpsuit that we got from my favorite store?
Uh-huh.
So I finally got the zipper fixed, or at least I'm thinking that I did. Now, it was an invisible uh-huh. zipper in this mm-hmm. damn jumpsuit. I took it up to the cleaners, asked the lady if she can replace the zipper with the type of zipper that was in there. This bitch tells me yes. Hold on. This bitch tells me yes. Then she says, oh, well, we can use this one. The zipper is red. I said, this is red. This is not the same color as the jumpsuit. Oh, well, you won't be able to see it. I said, but this is not an invisible zipper. Oh, it's going to be. I said, oh, no. Okay.
No.
So I come back the next
no,
day.
Ma'am.
Why is this regular fucking zipper
no.
is on this jumpsuit, and it's the same red one that she showed me? So as she's
she
trying
said,
to explain
it's not
to
be
me,
this one. It exactly. is invisible.
So as she tries to explain to me, the invisible zipper that I had, it wouldn't fit that one. I said, so you couldn't call and tell me that? You just thought that you were just going to put whatever the fuck you want to put on here? And she was like, well, you can go get the zipper and bring it back and I'll fix it. I said, excuse me?
I said, what?
Oh, I'm telling you.
But... Okay, see, and that's why I bring see. My zippers. That's right. How much did she tax you for, though?
Oh, my God. $25. It was only $8. The jumpsuit was fucking $8.
Yeah. And by the time yeah. you're done with it, it's the same price as this week.
Right. With this red-ass zipper. What
Girl.
The fuck?
Oh, no. Nah, I'm still thinking about it, though, because I'm like, they gonna for real tax me for it being a jean, like a denim zipper.
Oh, yeah.
To deal with, but I really like the pants. Like, you would love the pants.
Ooh.
You would love the pants. Like I got the pants from my favorite store, but
okay.
like I did a whole little costumey fit. Like, it was banging it until the zipper said no, and I was outside showing my badge to everybody unnecessarily. So you know. The pants would be lovely if the zipper wasn't broken.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
It's that sadness. Terrible. It's sadness. Okay, but I wanted to talk to you about some whole other shit today.
Since well, let's
sorry,
go.
I'm sorry, listeners. Listen, okay?
Oh, yeah. I forgot y'all was there. I'm sorry.
See? As you notice, there are no sound effects, and this is dead-ass hilarity, okay?
Yeah,
we just got to do this because we gonna do it whenever, and we gonna figure out a way until y'all give to that goddamn Tata's for TT's fund. So you know,
ka-ching, ka-ching,
motherfucker.
Brr, 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 brr.
you know, all of that. Wah, 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 all of that shit, okay? Yeah, welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
And I'm TT Aaron. So we're out here, okay? We're out
here. In these streets.
We are literally in these streets right now, which is what makes it even better. So I don't know. I'll figure out a song to take, you know, to take hold of, to share with you guys in these middle points. But y'all, shit has been going down, okay? We have been working like Israelite slaves, okay? Not even the Hebrews. We've been working like Jesus is our best friend and told us his mission, and I gotta go fulfill it. That's how hard. That's how hard I've been fucking working. I'm tired of shit, y'all. Like,
right, she's so tired I ain't even be able to see her, and I be needing my dose of sister cousin. I need my dose of sister cousin cake.
Girl, let me start off with the things that I have seen in these streets. I have witnessed so many random car accidents. I have witnessed children running from the police and having a good duck goose hunt chase. I done seen them drop bags in places where they wasn't supposed to. I wish I would have videoed it, but then I ain't no snitch, so I ain't gonna tell y'all where it was. I'm just gonna say
that you seen it.
I seen it. That shit was crazy. It was great. Yeah, y'all need to be careful outside, is all I'm saying, because shit is for real dangerous out here. Like, fuck the guns, right? And that's crazy to even say, fuck the guns. Because it ain't even just the guns. It's regular, random, angry nigga shit. Okay?
Yeah.
It is niggas getting upset at the gas pumps. It is niggas getting upset in the motherfucking Walgreens. It is kids going to prom and they in Target with prom dresses on. I'm confused. I want all of these little niggas to go sit the fuck down somewhere. You got people like walking inside of stores that you know they ain't got no goddamn business outside the stores.
No, business at all.
And yet there they go, being there, entitled as fuck, with 28 million returns. And you want to stand in the regular line.
And they want the cash back.
Oh my God, this is going back on your Discover card, ho. See you in 7 to 10 business days like the rest of us.
Not the Discover card. They into some good stuff and they got a Discover card.
Girl. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. First progress.
Hey.
Wait, no. Who my other people? A rush card.
Oh my God, you talk about a rush car. My man, girl, his credit was so fucked up. The only thing he could get was a rush car. And that's the only reason why I knew about it. I was like, get your preloaded money on a car, face ass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, watch God. Out. She's on a roll.
You can only go to the currency exchange, and anytime you bring your phone, you gotta bring your paycheck up to.
For those who still have the rush card, I am not coming at you. I'm just saying, for when it was out, I had questions.
Listen, I mean, today's version of a rush card is a Cash App card, and I use mine still. Okay, I just had a client earlier today be like, I don't know, something's wrong with the shit, and I'm like, there is nothing wrong with my invoices, ma'am. Is right. Like. Never, okay?
You just not ready to pay.
Right. I'm like, she's like, but I could Cash App you or Zelle you if that's okay. I'm like, oh, no, yeah, you could do that right now. Either way. No, send that on over because I ain't coming tomorrow if you don't.
Right. Run me my coins.
That's, yeah, basically, ka-ching, ka-ching, bitches, ka-ching, ka-ching. Remember the sound, put it in your head, you'll hear it next week.
Right? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Okay, so you're gonna have a YouTube channel. That's cute. She working on her other venture, and you'll see her on some sketches that she has coming up. So y'all be looking out for that.
Yeah, because I'm goofy in real life. Like, I don't play like that. Like, I am. Like, that's me.
No, it's dead ass. Until she dead ass not, but that's just the Capricorn. I don't know. I mean... You know, it just be out there. It just be out there. Swear. Okay, so I had a couple things to talk about. Like I was saying earlier, because we had topics, and granted, we were supposed to come together, y'all. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what, y'all? Studios be on that bullshit. Yeah,
pretty and much.
Like, the last couple times we was recording, there was so much extra stuff going on that I was just like, yo.
But we're good on content until we're not. Hey, but that was a good run. That was a hot 6 months, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah. at one place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did good.
No, we did almost 8 months.
See?
Yeah, we did almost 8 months.
No, my perception of time ain't all that good.
It's all good. That's today. That's today when you getting digged down.
Right, you're right.
The time you'll be like, oh no, it was the 3rd of September on October 4th. We'd be like, what? Right. Okay, girl. She got the dates.
and the time, okay? And the time.
Right, she got the dates and the time. Okay, so let me tell y'all about all the stuff that y'all missed, right? So last week was 420. Camille was too high to even record. We talked, and then we did not talk. I, however, had the worst fucking 420 of my entire weed career. Worst.
Damn, for real?
The worst. First, all of our weed people were gone, and I'm not going to dispensaries just because I'm in Chicago. Fuck y'all. I support my local weed dealers, but all of them had shit to do. Clearly, because they're all weed dealers, but they also weed connoisseurs. And so these niggas was having weed holidays, so they was all out of fucking town.
Damn.
They was all out of town. And because I was working, like I said, like an Israelite slave, like I was working like an Israelite, I was forced to wait until the day of to be able to even procure, okay?
Oh, any. Okay, collegiate work.
You know. So that one took me a minute to find somebody who was in town. And then two, people that I trust and, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So it's like, okay. And then three, everybody is nowhere near me, nigga. Like, come to Tim fucking Buck 2 and you're going to find... You're gonna find the greatest little sack of weed in the land, and you like a little sack. What the fuck?
Oh, this is a cute little satchel.
Like, this is why. This is why I don't come to y'all like this. But anywho, neither here nor there. So I'm forgetting all about it being like just 420 because I still am finishing. Well, I still finished my sister's closet. So I was finishing her closet at the time, and so I'm running to 18 different stores to get everything I need before I get out there. And even still, when I get out there, I gotta go to two more stores because she forgot some. So I'm like, oh shit. Okay, so also my nephews are there. It's not like I smoke in with my sister or anything like that. So we are just hammering, nailing, drilling, and hot gluing and all types of fun shit. Just putting stuff up, and I still haven't smoked. We only smoke once. So I'm like, oh my God. Then I'm thinking, okay, we gonna record. So after we leave here, we gonna go. We gonna blaze up. It's gonna be perfect for a 20 episode. Woo! Nigga. Then it was like, nah, not going to the studio. Y'all can't come in the studio. Oh, okay, cool. All right, well.
And either way it went, I didn't even know where I was, because when you called me, I really thought that was a dream.
Oh my God. That's why I'm like, oh nigga. I'm like, yo, we're not going to do it there, but we can do it at this at our other spot. And he was like, okay. And then it was nothing. And I was like, okay. Right. Time came, I'm leaving the west side, like, yeah, I'm on my way back to the city.
Yeah, and I was dead to the world. I was so asleep. Like, I think that night was the night I slept with my mouth open. It might have been some drool on my arm.
Oh, yeah, that's a great 420. See, that's the 420s I'd be used to, where I could be just naked with a blunt. And people be like, come to my 420 party. I'm like, I do not want to come party on 420. I want to chill the fuck out. And I don't know if that makes me feel like I'm old. Like, this, like, is that a thing? Like, I don't know. I wasn't a weed smoker, like, in my early 20s to know or care or anything like that.
Sure.
But
sure.
Y'all got me fucked up. If you think that I'm about to party when weed is supposed to chill me the fuck out, I don't.
Like, this is asinine.
Niggas, y'all want me to jump around too? No, nigga, that ain't the weed I bought for today. You know?
No, that's for next.
That's
week.
Work next week.
Next week on a Wednesday, okay?
I'm like, that on is my work. That is my work weed, okay? You do that before you do some extraneous activities. Not when I'm just supposed to be hanging out because it's a national weed holiday. No, no. This is hang out. Oh, yes. It's the 4th of July. Who's going to 4th of July parties? If y'all going, y'all should stop. Them shits always get shot up. It's just never a good idea.
You don't know if it's fireworks or gunshots. Nigga, they
it's
fuck,
both.
They fuck up them,
it's
right?
Both of them bitches. Neither one of y'all should be outside. Or inside.
Oh my God. Two shots in the air. Shots.
Nigga, I am a fan of the stay home, because that bullet got to come down even when you shoot it in the air. Who is it going to land on, Lord? Oh.
Okay, speaking of who is it going to land on, I had a question that I posed to you, and you thought it was funny. And I don't understand.
Shit.
I don't understand why you thought it was funny. Like, I was like, man, because I saw this post.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so she is getting fucked by her friend. But they're all females. And I was like, so is it weird to get fucked by your friends? I feel like this is weird.
I like how she posed the question, though, because you asked it, and I'm just like... Wouldn't you want to fuck your friend? Like, in my mind, it's like, I mean, it's a both thing. Like, for me, I will say I've never fucked any of my close friends. Like, none of my inner circle has been penetrated by me.
I could not.
Oh, shit. None have experienced that. However, you know, associates. I fuck associates or people who, you know, it could be strangers or people I don't care for at all.
Right. That's why I was like, you know, for friends, I don't know. Like, it's too close to home. Like, I'd be like, oh my God.
I don't feel like it's weird, though. I feel like if you have that type of relationship with your friends where, one, that group of female friends, they're all friends because that's what they do. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, oh, we hung out and, you know, like some of them, yes, but in that group that I sent, like that you saw, those girls, it's like two female friends in that group. But it's not like one like whole like friend group. Like, it was really like two crews who came together, and now they kind of just link up when it's warm.
What?
You know,
I don't, they just, see, I think I'm too much of a prude to do that. Like, I am a prude.
That's, I feel like it's only based on circumstance, though, because there were girls that I hung out with like growing up who were extremely like touchy-feely, and I just wasn't that type of person. And so like just to see them around each other, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably have sex. Like, you know what I mean? Like some things you can't like not have that chemistry. It's just whether or not you're open to it. And if you weren't exposed to that early on, it feels foreign to you anyway. So it's like, no, that wouldn't be the case in your life unless you're seeking those type of friendships. But I don't rule it out. I don't rule it out only because of the fact that, you know, you never know how relationships progress and then what happens to even get you there. You know what I mean? In the first place. It's just my whole experience of women has been basically like it's exactly the way that we would think of men, but it's but how we be wrong because we women talking about men.
Yeah.
But it's exactly that for women.
That's crazy though. Like.
We be attributing guy shit and we be saying stuff like, nah, that's just woman shit. And then you don't recognize it until you're with a woman and you're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely some woman shit. Oh, I get God. It.
Because that's actually the conversation that I had with my youngest son, girl, the other day. So I showed him a picture of this chick I follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she bad. She is bad. She had locks. She cut them off. She got a septum piercing. So she got big thighs, all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Show him the picture. Was like, this is my girlfriend. He was like, stop playing.
Completely dismissed it. Like,
oh, completely. And then he was like, man, why y'all be doing it? Like, girls be doing it all the time because my girlfriend do that too. And I was like, that's because all women are a little gay. He was like, no, y'all a lot of gay. I was like, hey, oh, hey, well. Hey.
Hey. And hey, then you say, well.
Right. Well, exactly. You be right. Exactly.
You can't hide that one from that one.
Speaking of can't hide stuff, that's the conversation that we literally just had. So I have been this sexual being my entire life. I've always tucked it in because it doesn't, the societal norms looks at you differently when you have such an appetite for sex, right? Even though it's a naturally occurring thing.
Right.
So he was like, so are we going to be the couple that are freaky and this is just the thing we do, or you gonna keep talking about it and retracting it? I said, you're not gonna put me on the spot like this, because that means I gotta make a decision. But it got me to thinking, so why do I care about what anybody else thinks about how my relationship is?
Why do you care, girl?
I don't know, because I really don't give a fuck. I truly don't, but I don't understand what it is stifling me to feel that way. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that's all a part of learning yourself, which I know comes later. And I'm so mad I just deleted half of these topics. I don't know how I did it.
I was wondering how the list looked weird like that.
I don't know. I didn't do it. I did it, but I didn't do it. It was a swipe. It was an accidental swipe of the finger. I don't know.
It's all right. Well, we still got our other ones, though. We're good.
I know. It's okay. But for
sorry,
you,
sorry, y'all. We just had a whole sidebar. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Y'all don't care. y'all follow us through these sidebars. It doesn't matter. But for you, I feel like that just comes with more comfortability in yourself. Like, you know, as we all just, I guess everything doesn't come with age, and some things come with the experience of, and then some things come with age and the experience and the wisdom to try and fail, and you know what I mean? Just all of those things make you more and more sure of yourself. So those other parts you don't feel like hiding so much, because then it becomes, oh, so the fuck what? Right. That's me.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a toxic that's me. It's like, no, this is me. I appreciate every part of this. And everybody be like, oh my God, I want to be like that.
I want to be liberated.
Come liberate me. Teach me how to liberate, girl. The fuck?
Yes,
a mess. It's a mess. I don't know. I don't like, granted, it's certain things I'm not like 100% comfortable with, I guess, sharing, but my confidence isn't necessarily like, I think my confidence has always kept me like, I guess, the perception of me, not necessarily like actually me, but the perception of that, because of my confidence, has always been so much of a, oh, she's got it.
that
I couldn't really, like, in good conscience, let people down and be like, I do not, in fact, got it. oh, me? No.
See, and on the contrary, that was me. I was like, what? I don't do those things. Ooh, that's nasty. What?
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't talk about those things on a Wednesday.
Girl, the worst thing they could have did was gave me a Bible, because it was nasty shit in that. And I was like, oh, word? Okay.
You gonna find it.
That's how I know I bet. It was like, oh, God. How you find the dirty chapters of the Bible and you reading that shit like a gossip column? Like, yeah.
Speaking of which, so have you ever had sex to gospel music?
Yes!
How? The only thing I can't, man. Like Marvin Sapp's Come On or something, or the, you know,
are you
what?
Kidding
the,
me? The, you're right, that's
never
niggas.
Would've
you
made it.
Never would have made it!
Never could have made it!
But if you coming right there, are you not appreciative of the Lord and what he's doing?
Thank you for bringing me to this plateau of this here nut. Thank you. I have been waiting all night and all day for this momentous, one of them M's, shit, monumentous.
Oh, that's funny. No, but seriously, I have multiple different gospel songs, different genres of the gospel music industry.
Like what? Girl. Okay, like what? Oh my God, I can't.
Okay, see, well, you know, when you sleep with musicians, certain things ain't like I understand the difference between like gospel and worship music, right? Like worship music is like being like, oh God, you're so great. You're awesome. Thanks for making me, right? And then gospel music's like, woo, I'm alive. Thank God. You know what I mean?
I mean, as easy as you really reduced it down to, that's really what it is.
So I would be careful to not do it to so much worship music, because then it's like, that's wrong.
Like, I'm being a heathen.
God ain't gonna forgive me for this one, right? And then you do it, and then you like, he definitely not gonna forgive me for this.
No, absolutely not. Like not the way that I was just doing that back bend. And some stilettos and some fishnets. He ain't gonna forgive me right now.
I was not the stilettos and fishnets, girl.
Oh, me either, because that's too many damn clothes.
That's
and why
too
you
many,
here?
Listen, the works that your body make, because you got thighs with the things, and then you just got skin popping through the little whole thing. Okay, neither here nor there.
Look like a whole sausage. Look like a sausage.
You know,
okay?
Looking like a little encasement, you know?
Oh, my God.
But, listen, I was one of those, like, oh, God. It was so long ago. Also, y'all, you can judge me for my past. I don't give no fuck. I don't care. But the guy whom I was dating at the time was also like musician. So when they be playing stuff or whatever, like you take the Jesus out of it when you start playing like Teddy Riley chords in the songs and stuff. Like,
true, true.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, wait
if
a
you can
second.
if you can mistake this for an R&B song.
Exactly. So like when the contemporary gospel came out, then no holds bar, I'm probably fucking to that. Like, I'm sorry, Ty Tribbett, you got me on the first album. I'm sorry.
Hey, I definitely have one of Ty Tribbett's albums. Okay?
You got me, okay.
Oh, but wait a minute. So the other day, there was something on the television as I was getting some head, some fellatio, okay?
Getting some.
Yeah, but the bad thing about it was, I was like, is it bad if you get head to civil rights moment?
Oh, no, that's what they fought for. That is the real freedom fight. What are you talking about?
It is so bad because I'm enjoying the facts and what's going on at the same time. I felt a little guilty. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand this feeling in my head. I got this feeling. Just can't turn it loose. I didn't know what to do.
Oh my God. That's funny. Well, yeah, I don't know. I would have to say the answer is to tune all of that out and tune into your partner. Ba-doom-tsh. Okay, oh, that is how you do that.
I see what you did there.
Come on. Because I too have been caught by the TV bug while someone's trying to initiate the sex with me, and I'm sorry, the show is really good. And I was just like, no, what you're doing is really good also. Can we keep both of these things?
Right. Why do I have to choose? This will be like the two for one type thing.
Yeah,
you know,
nah,
like
you gotta choose. You gotta choose the person over the item. That's what they tell you, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, they wasn't around when Scandal first dropped. Y'all wasn't around for the original Grey's Anatomy episodes. Y'all wouldn't know.
Oh my. What you know about me? What you know about me?
Nigga, the fuck? Oh, well, I don't know anything about Lil Mama, but I do know. I do know that Lil Mama's Everywhere is tripping, okay? They are tripping on their niggas, and I want no parts of it. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
Again, the screaming matches, it get warm, niggas go a little crazy. Bitches are still going through phones, y'all. I don't know. We can still see you. Like, I don't know what it is about the weather that makes a nigga feel like he got an invisibility cloak on, but niggas.
Right. Had your IM, your DMs, your instant messages.
Mr. and Mrs. Niggas, they are looking on iPhones and Apple Watches. I am seeing niggas geotag and AirTag bitches and follow them back to the crib. Niggas is tripping, okay?
Wait, you said a geotag?
Girl.
How the fuck did you do that?
Girl, so First off, y'all know how, you know, important it is to find your keys and shit like that, right? So mm-hmm. Google and all of them started making these things where it's like, oh, this electronic keychain, and all you gotta do is, you know, set your Bluetooth and you put it on, you know, your items that you lose often, and then your phone can just track it and tell you where it is. Apple releases an AirTag and charges maybe, I don't know, maybe like $25 or whatever, or maybe $49 or something like that for one. And you're supposed to put it on your bag or your keychain or whatever. Now imagine you go outside, you just living your white life or your black life. You outside walking around and shit, being cute, because it's a hot girl, I don't know, warm girl spring. I don't know what the fuck to call it, but y'all outside, and then people are outside dropping the AirTags in these girls' pockets or bags and tracking them.
Oh, hell
Because that air tag belongs to whomever the person is who set it up.
no. Oh, right. So they wouldn't even know that it's on there.
They
Oh,
wouldn't even know
God.
that it's on them. So, Mr. and Mrs. Nigga,
Wow.
be careful out here. Be careful outside.
That's
Just be
deep.
careful. It's one of them things. You can't actually like stop the things from happening, but you just gotta know, hey, shit is happening.
That's crazy. I'd be mad. Oh, that's just as bad as this other okay, this is switching gears for like 2 seconds. I read this Twitter feed where this woman, oh my God, so she was pregnant with this guy's baby and he wound up inserting 2 abortion pills in her vagina orally, orally.
Vaginally.
Yes. Wait, hold on. But then it got worse. So then as she I guess started thinking back to all the other times that he was trying to administer like her prenatal pills or do whatever, that
Making
those pills
smoothies
were
and
in there
shit.
too.
Yep.
Yeah, talking about, did you drink the smoothie? Did you drink it?
No, did you
First of
drink
all,
all of it? How are you feeling now? How about now?
that's a red flag. I would have been like, "Hey, bro, I'm gonna stop fucking with you."
But
But
you
you
know
know,
what it was though. Also, she blamed it on the culture difference that they had.
and I was about to say
Because,
that too. Yeah.
yep, you know she blamed it on the culture difference. Just for him to be like, you know, I'm real protective of you and my family won't like this, to you probably never even told your family, to then she find out what all is transpired. Like, come on, bruh. Like, that's, for me, that's not one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, no, you can't date outside your race, or it's not that. That's not the red flag. It's just that if you are ignorant to someone else's cultures and you're just going off of
What they
just
say.
right, hopes, dreams, and wishes, like that's not what you need to be in. Just in general, you are dealing with somebody who expressed interest in not wanting to have said baby. And y'all know I make jokes about abortions all the time because mine was mutually decisive. Okay. Like I had no types of qualms about it. We figured out a way to get the money. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It was just like, hey, this is what's gonna happen. That was what it was. It wasn't, oh my God, I
Exactly.
think I'm gonna die on this table, or no, I want to keep this kid and he don't want it, or no, it was more he would have rather me have the kid than me wanting to keep it. But at the same time, I'm not giving myself no motherfucking abortion pills every now and then. I wasn't
Yeah, 'cause
popping them like
what in
Tic
the
Tacs.
entire fuck? What in the entire fuck?
I just thought the start of the story, it wasn't even into, you know, later on that she finds out all of this, or she, you know, eventually figures out what's been happening. To me, it was the initial part of the story of her saying, hey, he's pretending like he's giving me oral sex and he inserts 2 abortion pills into your vagina.
Yes, that's attempted
What the
murder,
fuck
sir.
type of suppository did you think he was putting that? Did she think it was like a Mentos, or like, I'm like, what the fuck? It's a
So did
hexagonal
she
pill. I'm
not,
confusing.
well, because I know that if something is being inserted in my pussy that it's not usually been in there, I'm gonna know what it is. Like it's gonna
That, I
feel
mean,
like something's
it's
in
gonna
there.
feel like something's in there. So you were okay with him sticking Tic Tacs up your vagina? That's what you like. That's why I'm like, what would you think that is? You can feel that. You having a baby, being a couple weeks pregnant, does not mean you lose feeling in your vagina. You knew something went up there. What the fuck? What did he tell you it
Yeah.
was? Because that was the most disturbing part for me. I was
Right.
extremely confused. What you mean? Oh yeah, he's giving me oral sex and then slips something into your vagina, into your pregnant vagina.
Oh my
What the
God.
fuck would he be giving you? What would
Right.
he be giving you? You're pregnant already. What are you talking about? Who does that?
We got questions.
I got so many questions. And I'm like, yeah, lock his ass up or whatever. His daddy was a doctor too, so that's probably where he got the shits from. It's just See, that's why I read that whole thread. I looked at all of that, and I'm like, oh, okay. So his father's a doctor. Yeah. So his dad's a doctor. So I just assumed that, you know, he knew what he was talking about when he said he wanted to be protective over me and the baby, and I needed to take my prenatal because he talked to his family. And then it's like, I don't think he talked to his family. No, he could have talked to his family. I still don't know what this nigga do. Like, we just saying he, you know what I mean, is of Arab descent, but what does he do? Is he himself a nurse? Is he himself, like, you know what I mean? Like, what made him qualified to administer you drugs is if you were unable to move. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You were a couple months pregnant, bitch. You can still get up and do cartwheels. I don't have time. Yeah, you don't need nobody feeding you. And then
I didn't understand it.
Then I read more and it's like, yeah, so then, you know, we had learned, you know, that the baby had brain damage, and then it was this. So then I'm like, okay, so maybe that's where he puts the overprotectiveness. But then it's like, nah, bruh. You had plenty of opportunities. That's not like you had plenty of opportunities. You wanted to have the baby as a prize for making it through that situation and him not being able to tell you what to do with your body or how y'all felt about y'all relationship. You wanted that baby as a goal. And yeah, that baby was not even ready to be here. You know what I mean? Like,
but the thing that really killed me is that you're still choosing to have this baby with this guy, and he's trying to kill the baby as you're pregnant. Why do you want him to be the father?
That's all. Like, you still wanted to have a baby with someone who was like, nah. That's why I'm like, so you wanted it as like a, see, I got the baby? Like, is this a prize or is this a child? Because regardless of any of those things, who gonna take care of the baby? If the baby comes out in the condition where, you know, and I know, you know, rest in peace to that girl's baby. If the baby had come out with all of the issues, the medical issues that she had been trying to fight through, her amniotic sac had been broken, what?
Three times?
That's all, like, almost four times, five times in this pregnancy. Your baby had brain damage already. Who was going to be able to afford to take care of this child? It's all well and good that you wanted to have a child. And not to say that, oh, your child needs to be healthy in order for you to want it. But health of a of that baby, that means the rest of your life is done because you are literally putting all of that into the care of a child that has no chance in functioning without you for a while. The technology ain't even all the way here yet, and y'all can't even afford to do none of this extra stuff,
right?
And you want to do this alone after all? So that's why I'm like, oh, okay, so y'all break up, right? And then you now have to take care of this brain damaged child.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Really?
But you know, but reading the thread, it really showed the inconsistencies that women feel on a daily basis. Like, because I thought she stopped talking to him a while ago until I kept reading. I was like, wait. So you went back and tried it again?
Yeah, she went back to him and then stopped and then went back again.
Yeah. We got to stop, y'all. And
I tried to blame it on, oh, she's young.
How old was she?
You know, early 20s type of thing. You know what I mean? I'll try to give it okay, maybe she's just, you know, these are the growing pains that you learn. Because we go through some dumbass relationships when we're
not teenagers. Not that confident in ourselves.
I mean, yeah, but even in that, it's also dealing with people who have imposter syndrome or they present a different them. You know what I mean? Mm. The whole idea of the savior syndrome, the whole idea, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so many factors in why people are not even thinking about themselves in those points. They're just, you know what I mean, just trying to, this is just trying to experience love the way that they think exactly. It's supposed to go, you know, what they've seen, just repeating patterns that just, it's gross. I hate to see it. I hate to see it. Sorry to that girl, but also the universe was trying to push you out of that a long time, into that for a good minute, was trying to show you who this nigga was. And, you know, eventually, if you don't listen to the universe, it's going to make you listen. So
right then and there,
it ain't gonna give you many more chances for you to play with your own life like that. At one point, it would have been the baby and her, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just take that many things into your body, so many poisons into your body, and it not affect you. You know, who knows if she's able to even have children again after all of this. So
because she ingested those pills for months.
That's why I'm like, there's the amount of times that baby was compromised due to that drug, metoprolol or whatever. Like, yo, I mean, I didn't get the chance to get an abortion pill. I went the old school way. To the place.
Oh man.
To the people.
Yeah. To the people,
because that's what insurance said to do, to go to the people. So I went to the people, and the people put me under, and the people did what they had to motherfucking do. And I had to deal with that for days afterward of dealing with cramp bleeding. That's not just cramp bleeding. Now you got tissue. That's probably your baby, you know?
Oh my God, that's so terrible.
It's a whole lot of things. So no, that girl is going to be fucked up for a long ass time for the fact that she had to carry, she birthed a baby that wasn't ready to come out and also had to watch her die in her arms. It's fucked up. That's fucked up. I don't wish that hurt on nobody. Y'all need to be careful on who y'all out here deciding to procreate with. You do not have to do it. I don't give a fuck who tells you that you would make a cute mom or y'all would make cute babies to fucking gather. Doesn't matter. Y'all basing it off the wrong shit. Y'all basing it off of baby hairs.
and them ain't even real. They got the pasties.
Niggas got toupees, okay? Oodles and noodle packs laid on their head and shaved down into fades, okay?
Y'all gotta stop. I feel the fade. I think I feel the fade. Bitch better act like you know better. Okay, hey. Sorry. I'm done.
That's my shit.
That was the shit, man.
It's because Kanye is the greatest. He can't do no wrong to me. Okay. So not abortion talk, but stupid ass 20-year-olds, right? So. Now, the only reason why I even say this, stupid-ass 20-year-olds, and I preface this with that, is because it caught me, okay? The other day, I got a chance to binge-watch the entire season of motherfucking The Ultimatum, okay?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, good. I'm gonna tell you about it right now. Ready? Here it goes. So, the whole premise of The Ultimatum is a reality dating show where Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees fame and Vanessa Lachey of, she used to be an MTV VJ until he broke up with his wife and then she met him and then they started dating and shit and then she was on Access Hollywood and shit and then she stopped.
right.
So anywho, them two been married, but what we didn't know about their marriage was they both had to go through an initiation of an ultimatum. Vanessa issued Nick Lachey an ultimatum after he's been rich and famous for far longer than she had a VJ career. Okay. She told him she wanted to be married and, you know, she wasn't going to do the dating game or whatever. And then they broke up and they took some time apart. And then eventually they came together and he met her demands or whatever the fuck. And then they got back married or whatever the fuck happened between them. So they pitched this show to bring in six couples who one person in the relationship has issued their partner an ultimatum: marry me or get the fuck on. And so so originally I'm already like, husband ain't finna watch this episode. He ain't finna watch this show with me. He gonna be like, boo, tomatoes.
Right. He's gonna he ain't watching this shit at
he
all.
He's gonna throw tomatoes at the TV and then get back on his phone and watch YouTube. So I knew it was just gonna be me watching this, right? Here's the plot twist, right? The people who were issuing the ultimatums, this is only after being together for 2.5 years. First red flag for me. Second red flag for me was, because anytime you say, hey, well, we've been dating 2.5 years, bitch, what? It pisses me off. What the fuck does that mean? What have you learned in 2.5 years? Are y'all even like, do you even know each other? This is weird, right? Second red flag, though, these people are like 22 to 26.
What? They still got a lot of life to live.
What the fuck do you mean you are issuing, as a 22-year-old, you're issuing a 25-year-old man, child, to take care of you? Why the fuck he taking care of himself?
But how does that even sound, you know, like, appetizing as a 25-year-old male? Like,
it does
prime.
Not. It
so because you're coming, right? You're coming to this man like, hey. So you only gonna have my pussy for the rest of your life? What? Hold on.
And you have to take care of me, like. Financial responsibility, yours, okay? I barely want to work. I feel like you should be making this amount. I feel like, you know, you don't listen to me. We should be, oh my God. It's like, you should be doing the things that you see 30 and 40-year-olds do.
But you ain't even there yet.
You ain't even fucking there yet. Some things ain't just because you got older. Some things are because you went through some shit to get that shit. Like, you don't just deserve it because your parents said, you my princess and you deserve the world. They kept. They love you because they had you.
Right. They love you because they have to. Now, this is the other thing. I can't watch too many shows now because the shit that women says literally pisses me off.
Oh my God.
Because I feel like they don't listen to what they're saying.
Nope. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know how. I just want to apologize to all the men out there on behalf of women who say one thing and literally mean the complete opposite of what the fuck she just said.
Yeah, we sorry in advance.
Yeah, because shit. That's why I could not date a woman ever. because I've been me my whole life. Fuck that. Nope.
And once somebody pull a U on you.
Mm-mm.
Oh Lord. See, we be thinking it be niggas, but niggas do shit that we would just never do. We look at niggas to be like, why the fuck? We would have never done that. And right. That's why we get mad at niggas for cheating, because we just would have never done it that way. It has nothing, like, we get more pissed off about the way that they go about it than the actual act itself. Like, women just, women and men do not think alike on a lot of things, coming to, like, tasks or just directions. We just don't think the same fucking way.
Yeah, because we're not wired to. And again,
we're not supposed to.
Right. And on top of that, ladies, I just want to say this too. If a man literally does everything that you want him to, or if he listens to, you don't want a yes man. You do not want that man. You do not want that man.
You don't. And also, it's going to hurt your feelings when they say certain stuff back to you and you think that you can dish it. And you can take it until they really get their shit off about you. And then your feelings hurt.
Yep. And then you're going to tell them that they can't say that thing to you. But then you for damn sure told them about themselves about 6 months in a row.
50 times, okay?
And they said one thing to your ass and you ready to cry in a corner somewhere.
Go to war. Heartbroke.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'm not part of that. It's stupid.
Calling audible. So see, and again, now then I be wrong when I be like, see, and this is what another bitch or another nigga is for, because then you could just call an audible and be like, sub, and then
switch.
Girlfriend number two, boyfriend number two, you ready?
All right, come on, stage right, guys, stage right.
You sage the room and shit and then let them in. It's great.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny. I'm sorry. I'm just joking, guys. I'm not, but...
She is not, and neither am I.
I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact of how long I've been with my guy that I just be like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That is not my concern. That's not my worry at all. I literally only think about what the fuck we got going on a day-to-day basis.
But that's the only thing that you really should be concerned about, because as women, we worry about shit that don't even need any concern.
It don't concern. And if it do need concern, it don't need concern from us. That nigga probably already got all that shit on his heart anyway. Now y'all both mad.
right. You mad at him because he didn't do it as quickly as you wanted, and he mad because he can't do it because he don't have the resources to do what the fuck he need to do.
And then when it finally get done, now y'all both sitting there, y'all can't be happy about it because y'all they argued the whole way down.
How is this okay?
It's not okay. We gotta do better. Ladies, do better. Do better, okay? Shit, I don't know. I wish I could play you this song.
It's okay, just add it later. Can you?
Yeah, I can add it later. Y'all will know which songs were on my heart today, because I had a couple. I will tell you guys who it was, you know, just so you know. But I've heard amazing songs this week. I am very excited about a couple different albums that have come out. So I'm going to tell y'all about them, okay? Let me first say that round of a motherfucking applause. This is where the claps come in, okay? Just letting y'all know, clap, clap, clap. Motherfuckers, because goddamn Jeremiah's Late Nights with Jeremiah, the mixtape, is now officially back on Apple Music. It is now available for stream. And if y'all don't know, that is literally one projects that man made, okay? That is the reason why he gets to go around and torment Teyana Taylor on tour. Is the reason why this nigga hires doubles, body doubles, to stand in at his concerts and not sing shit. This nigga is ridiculous. But
hey, if I had the means, I would do the...
I can't get mad, because Late Nights with Jeremiah got me through two of my projects that I finished last week. So I want y'all to all go and stream that shit like you never heard Rosa fucking Acosta before. Stream that shit like you ain't never fucked all the time. And I want y'all to shit, I don't even know. Like, play that shit again, because that brought me back to a time that was like 2011, 2012, where shit was real light for me. And I mean light, like I was bouncing around, you know what I mean? It was great. I was pushing and moving around the cities and states and stuff. I was in and out of town. I had niggas everywhere. Shit was lovely. It was lit. I was having late nights, not with Jeremiah, but like family of his. Oh, shit. It was a good time, but that was an extremely good album. And yeah, so I'll play something from that. So, you know, y'all know how I feel, because it was so good. It made me so happy. I was like, y'all have no idea. I had waited for that shit besides me having the CD of it. You know what I mean? Like, I had it on an on an iPod.
Oh my God, that sounded so foreign. You just said the CD.
Nigga.
That
That's why I'm like,
sounded weird.
I had like a mix CD with it, like an actual burnt copy of that mixtape. And then I had it on iPod because they sent it through like what the fuck was that? Oh God. Like hot new hip hop and stuff where you just download mixtapes and shit to your iTunes. It was that type of era where it was like, oh my God, I need to have this. So we like burned it to CDs so we could play it in the drop top and shit. It was great. It was great. Great times.
Those were some good times, man.
Great fucking times, man. So yeah, bring that back. It brought it back. It made me feel nostalgic and shit. It didn't make me feel old. It made me feel like this is the type of shit y'all wish y'all had. Like, just growing up, our grow up was so much cooler because it wasn't about being on the internet. It wasn't about being like world famous. It was just about like having as much sneaky fun as you possibly could. Like, you didn't want to document that shit. Like, you did not want other people to see it. You wanted it just to be the legend of the story.
Yeah, kind of like
Yes. Like, did
Bigfoot.
it happen? I don't know. Were you there? Like, how the
If you
fuck would
heard
you know?
something, it wasn't real. It
Right. Whatever
wasn't
you
no
heard.
proof. It was no proof.
Whatever you heard.
Is what you heard.
Is what you heard. That shit done. It happened already. But yeah, okay. All right. I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I hope y'all enjoyed our random conversation. We can do these more throughout the week. That makes me not feel bad about it.
Man, like real spill. Definitely. Maybe we should do these a couple of times a week.
You know? Uh-oh, what y'all think? If we start dropping new little bonus pods, what y'all think? I'm gonna put
Yeah,
them on.
maybe we can have a topic of the week.
Ooh. Well, you know, we don't stay on topic too well, so y'all might want to submit like more than one.
Shit, that's what I mean. Topic of the week is however many topics people send in for the week. Shit, what you mean?
All topics.
All
Hawaiian
of them.
tropics.
All that shit, okay?
I'm like, I don't know, cause if we do it, look, I'm like, if we say it and we do it, like is y'all gonna add to the Tatas for TT's foot? I'm just saying, like,
Yeah, you.
we don't do it for the money, but it definitely has to be paid for. So, you know,
Yeah.
just to buy new mics and new fucking interfaces and shit, you know.
Yeah, to keep the conversation going, because we know that y'all enjoy
Clearly, we're y'all favorites.
Absolutely.
Clearly, we're your favorites. So yeah, y'all just be on the lookout for those. You'll see us again soon, I promise.
Yes, and by I, she means Camille, because I'm gonna get my. Yep, we're good now.
And I don't know. Just, you know, tune in to all the other shit we got going on. Cause
Yeah.
y'all gonna need to, you know, like, you know, click the subscribe, leave some comments,
All that shit,
share that shit.
and y'all know that we absolutely love it that when you guys also support our other endeavors. So make sure you go over to House and Home Goods and follow TT Aaron's page. That is
Visit.
also something that she has. So interior decorating and any other type of furniture that you need built or any type of vintage finds, her
Oh,
team
big
can get it for
facts.
you. Her
Big
team can get it for you.
facts.
So
We
please
always
support.
want.
Yeah, so please support local interior black designers. Okay.
Yes. And support your local black nail techs, okay? Get your shit together, guys, gals, Mr. and Mrs. Nigga. Don't leave the house looking or feeling not your best when there's people around who looks like you, who can offer you an excellent service. So do not run away from Don't Be Petty Nail Bar, and do not run away from Single Mom Memoirs. Okay? Do not run from it. Okay? Run to it.
That part. Okay? That part. All right, y'all. Until next week, y'all know what to do. Keep that shit ratchet.
Period.
And we out. Toast to the day nights, just about to show. Bad bitches showing me they in the clothes. Maybe on Twitter like you throw it up, you throw it up, you throw it up. Toast to the day nights with them other chicks. Claiming that they gon' need another sip. Shawty know it's nothing cause we pull it up, we pull it up, we pull it up. Toast to the day nights, spend a couple bucks. This shit fresh, can't just another load. This right here is an open toast. To overload and overdose. You say you got the shit to make a one, two, one, two. Tell me, baby, how you have fun, do. And since I heard you plan to do a real big night, I'ma do it with your big time shit. The nightlife when the sky's dark blue, she ain't rain about popping up one time swoop. Say, what you got to swing? Tell her she can come too. Cause I'm a bad expert, what the dreams come true. Ride with a nigga, fly G, fly with an expert, special little home. Take her downtown shop, here's her LV. She fly with her, I just wanna see your pussy puppy so dumb. Head so small, booty so dumb. Oh shit, I think you're the one. Maybe on Twitter like you throw it up, you throw it up, you throw it up. Late nights with them other chicks, claiming.